Hello.
Hello, Eleanor. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Law.
Yes, fine.
I do apologise about the delay getting back to you. We ran over it in a meeting, so I do apologise.
Right, okay, that's fine.
I'm just giving you a call about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get some generic details from yourself in order to pass data protection, okay?
Yep.
So how am I best titling you, Eleanor? Is it Miss, Mrs. or MS?
MRS, Mrs.
Mrs., okay. And I've got the first name as Eleanor, surname as Little.
LYTTLE. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and do we have any middle names at all?
No.
No, okay. And I've got your email address here as littleellie@gmail.com.
Yeah, but I don't use that anymore, so I couldn't really phone, you know what I mean, technically phone-minded.
Yeah, no, of course. Would you like me to change that at all?
No, it's just that if I had any correspondence, if you could send a letter or whatever, because I don't know how you get any emails or anything like that.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Unfortunately, we are a paperless business. So everything is done electronically. Is there a sibling or anything?
I can get my granddaughter to. Hold on a minute, write that down to see what one is that you've got.
Yeah, okay.
Right, what does it email? Hold on, I'll put you on speaker, right?
Yeah, okay.
What is the email one you just said the other new?
littleellie@gmail.com.
Right. LYTTLE. What?
And then it's the letter N.
N.
And then yep. Ellie.
Ellie. How do you spell Ellie?
E-double-L-I-E. That's what I've got here.
E-double-L-I-E. Right, I've got it.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
At gmail. .com,
yeah.
Right, got it.
Okay, perfect. Because what I'll need to do is I'll either at the end of this phone call or whenever we've got all the application in order, is I'd have to send documents over to yourself via email for you to sign. So if you can get access to that email, then great. If not, just an email.
I'll get my granddaughter to get access to it, and she'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay, Eleanor. And what's your date of birth, please?
It's 8/11/50.
The 8th of the 11th?
Yep, 1950.
Okay, and what's your home address, please?
It's 43 Strone End Street. Do you want me to spell it?
Is that in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got that. That's perfect, thank you. Okay, and do you know an address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
Sorry, say that again?
Do you know an address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
I think it would have been, it would have been Maryhill, it had been called, Fernie Street, F-E-R-N-I-E. Fernie, and it's Maryhill.
There's Fernie Gardens.
No, street. It might be Gardens, but it's that long ago. I can't remember. But it could be a Gardens, but I just remember Fernie Street.
Okay, and it's FERNIE.
Yeah. FERNIE.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll just put that in anyway. Fernie Street.
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow, thank you.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Maryhill was a district, you know, like the area.
Yeah. Maryhill. Okay, not a problem. And what's the name of the doctor surgery that you're registered with, please?
Dr. Pugh, Woodside Health Centre.
What was the name of the health centre, sorry?
Woodside Health Centre.
Woodside Health Centre. Yep, I've got that one there. That's perfect. That's there.
But it would have been, at the time, it would have been under Dr. Beacon, and it's G-L-E-K-I-N, but it's another doctor that's took over, but it's the same practice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's fine, thank you, okay. All right, and were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No. It was me and my sister, that was together.
And okay. Okay, that's fine.
But I know the name of the place we were in.
What was that, sorry?
I know the name of the place that we were in.
The care setting.
It was like a home. It was called Nazareth.
Nazareth, okay. I'll get that information off you very shortly.
Right.
Okay. Am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
My mother's name was Mary. And
Mary.
My father's name was Thomas.
Mary and Thomas. And what was their surnames, please?
Hart, H-E-R-T.
H-E-R-T or A-R-T, sorry?
A for Apple.
Yep, okay. Okay, perfect. And have you changed your name legally by deed, Paul, or marriage?
Marriage.
Okay, and have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme for any advance payments at all?
No.
No, okay. Okay, if necessary, have you got your marriage certificate handy at all? Not for today's phone call, don't worry.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. It'll only be so, obviously with your name, your surname being Little, with the different name change from your mother and father listed on your birth certificate, the Scottish Government sometimes, not all the time, but do need that verification of proof of name change.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the best methods of contact for yourself, Mary, are we okay to send you text messages as well as phone you and emails when you get them working?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We will majority of the time call you. But yeah, it's just obviously if you miss a phone call from us or anything, we'll just send you a little reminder via text message and whatnot.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, and is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, Anna?
No.
None. Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
My husband or what? My granddaughter?
Yeah, it's completely your choice. Anybody over the age of 18?
My granddaughter.
Yep, okay. What's her name?
Shannon. S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Okay. And same name. So, Little.
Yeah. Her name is Shannon Little Robinson.
Okay, so the surname is Robinson, is it?
Yeah.
And the middle name is Little.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And what's Shannon's date of birth, please?
21st of August, 1998.
And
I was 20th or 21st, but I think it's the 21st.
Okay. And what is Shannon's mobile number, please?
Oh, I need to look through my phone. I don't even know how to do that. Do you know that?
That's okay. You can provide that at a later date if need be.
Right, I'll get that. I'll get all the stuff together. So if you're going to get back to me, and I can have it all ready for you, okay?
Yeah, of course. Do you know what Shannon's address is at all?
She stays here with me.
Does she? Okay, that's absolutely fine. Just bear with me. Let's go. Street. Okay, perfect. Scotland. Okay, Alan. So I appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of at this stage?
No, not really.
No? Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so the purpose of today's call, Eleanor, is I'm going to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options around the scheme. Mm-hmm. I'll also explain how we work as a law firm on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Mm-hmm. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself, Eleanor, is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Government without the assistance of a solicitor or a law firm to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Mm-hmm.
Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing the private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we will not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay, so at this stage, Eleanor, can I just clarify, have you been instructed by any other solicitors to represent in regards to this Redress scheme at all?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, Eleanor. So option three, being ourselves, our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Right.
Okay, so if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent with your case and also a success fee as well. However,
right.
the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus that VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Excuse me. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We'll gather and review all evidence, whether that be in this phone call today or I'll give you a call back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll then do is I'll prepare and submit the application once that's been signed by yourself. I can then send that off to the Scottish Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the redress scheme, so we'll always advise you of any offers made throughout this process, which is near enough towards the back end of the process, will advise you of any offers made and then also explain the statutory waiver to you. And we can also offer assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Right.
Okay, so what that statutory waiver is for you, Elna, is if a redress offer is made and accepted, you just then can't, it then affects your ability to pursue any future civil claims relating to the matters that have been dealt with within the redress scheme.
Right.
Okay. You do also do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you do have 14 days for the cancellation period after signing our agreements. Mm-hmm. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Great.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. So if that was the case, Elna, would you like us to start work immediately on your case?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. We'll do that for you. Okay, and so we're able to verify who you are, and also for anti-money laundering regulations. We'll need proof of photo ID and proof of address dated within the last 3 months of, I'd say tomorrow's date, by the time you potentially get that to me. So that'll just be a passport, birth certificate, or driver's license.
Yeah, I've got my name.
Perfect. And then, yeah, as I said, proof of address dated within the last 3 months with all four corners showing. Including the header, so we can see where that has been addressed from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah, following on from this conversation, I'll send you information via email in relation to what that is. Uh-huh. And what, you know, the acceptable forms of what we accept.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'll do for you, Elna, is I'll grab the details of your time and care, if that's okay.
It's just that I can't remember how long we were in there.
You can't remember how long you was in there?
No, I don't remember. It could have been a year, or it could have been a year and a half. I can't remember. But
yeah,
I don't think it was any more than that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's completely fine. We at this present time, we just take more so approximate dates.
Mm-hmm.
Once we obtain your care records, we'll then relay that back with our systems and correct anything if need be. But yeah, obviously your care records will show the most detail.
Mm-hmm.
So by the sound of it, was you only in one care setting, was it?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And what was the name of that care setting?
It was called Nazareth House.
Nazareth. And what area was that in?
I'm not really sure if it was I think it was four of them. I think I was in the Glasgow one. Because I know that we weren't along on the train. I was just outside Glasgow. It was within Glasgow and Cardonald
area?
Cardonald, aye. That Cardonald one seems to come into my head all the time for some reason.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I've got the details of that Nazareth house, yeah.
Mhm.
There's a few.
I know there is, and
it's
funny that they popped up a few times in the team, but I thought they were only one because it was the only one I'd heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And so, roughly, what year was you there?
I've been in. Roughly, it would, in the 50s, and it would have been, I think I was 8 and my sister was 7, so like 50, say 56 to 58 between the two.
Okay. 1956,
1958. Because I was 8 and I think she was 7, about a year between us, or a year and a half or something.
Yep, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and it's completely up to yourself, Elna. Would you like to give me a brief statement today, or would you like me to call you back for this?
Aye, just call me back. Aye, because I've been somebody else.
Yeah, but of course, I understand that it is quite a lot and a sensitive subject. So, do you want to give you a call back tomorrow morning, or do you want me to give you the weekend and give you a call back on Monday?
Monday would be better, I think.
Yep, okay, that's completely fine. Obviously, we'll go
Monday
afternoon. Yep, that's completely fine. That's not a problem. We'll always go at your pace. We don't want to put any pressure on you.
Yeah,
completely at your speed. Monday afternoon. And I'll do that for around, say, 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep, okay, that's absolutely fine. No worries, Eleanor. I'll get you, I've got you booked in for then. So yeah, expect a call from myself. And other than that, thank you very much for your time so far. And we'll complete this process on Monday and get them forms sent out to you.
Great, that's great.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time, Eleanor. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.